when I was out campaigning, I made a commitment to my constituents, to the community. And that commitment is to keep these communities safe. I understand that research has shown that this program or these programs don't work. Well, I'm here to tell you that I believe in writing our own narrative. This program will work.
That was City Councilman DeLaron Wiggins. He's new to City Council, and he proposes gun buyback, where they're going to offer maybe $50 for a pistol, $75 to $100 for a long barrel, and buy back guns from people in an effort to reduce violence. The thing he was responding to was City Council members Myers and who's the other one? His name escapes me. He's also new on council. Casey, forget his last name. Anyway, that they said the research shows that there's no correlation between this and reducing gun violence. I agree. I think it's a silly program. I think the intention is good, but the program itself and its execution has a lot of question marks to me. But it was passed unanimously despite their objections and concerns. Joining us now, we have Mayor Grover Robinson. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always good to have you on the show. You were in support of this gun buyback program. My question is, I know it's not your choice to make the program happen, but you support it. What makes you think this is actually going to work?
Well, I think, Andrew, the question, you're not asking the right question. You're assuming the answer that you're based on, that somehow this is going to end gun violence. I don't think anybody says, I mean, that's what everybody's saying. Oh, the studies say it's not going to show it. It's not going to end gun violence. I'm not disagreeing with that. What I think what you're missing the point is, I don't think that's what Councilman DeLaron Wiggins is talking about. Wiggins' success is based on this is what his neighborhood wants to be. And I get it. I get calls from people who some parts of the city, some parts of unincorporated county, some parts of the United States. And what I have to remind them is, this is not for you. This is a $10,000 local targeted campaign. And again, I laugh at all these people who says, oh, you're going to buy back everybody's gun. I said, $50 a gun at $10,000. Again, math is pretty finite. You can only buy 200 guns at that price. So we're not buying back all the guns. What we're trying to do is buy back ones in an area where people are telling us they have a problem. And the people, if you live in Addicts Court, Sanchez Court, Morris Court, or any of the neighborhoods around there, that's what the people are saying. We are trying to respond to those individuals in their neighborhood, not to you who don't live in that neighborhood. This isn't about you. We do programs all the time that are targeted to different parts of the city. This part of the city that has had probably the worst amount of gun violence has said, hey, we want you to do something. If in doing that and showing them that we care about them and doing a program develops better goodwill between an area that sometimes has difficult trusting the city, difficult trusting the police department, if it builds better trust for $10,000, that's probably the best $10,000 we spent.
So a couple of parts there I agree with you. Number one, and I never said end, I always said reduce. Number two, if it builds trust, I see that as a value. I also agree, by the way, with if it does save somebody's life because of an accident, $10,000 is a cheap price to pay for a life. It's a question of efficacy. And to me, anybody can go down to a pawn shop and sell that same gun for $200 or $300. You don't need to fund it with the city funding. But I do have a question about that. Where is the funding going to come from? You asked for permission to take it out of mayor's discretionary or PPD's funds. Which one is it going to come out of?
I think it will end up coming out of the mayor's discretionary fund.
Okay.
And that's what we'll end up making it work.
I failed to do this, but I do want to emphasize something you said, which is this is voluntary. There's nothing mandatory about it. And that's also a key point I want to make sure people hear.
I mean, all these people were saying something. I said, hey, don't go sell your gun. We don't care. I mean, the Constitution says everybody has the freedom of choice. If you want to come do it, I mean, who am I to tell you not to? I mean, that's all private sector stuff. If you want to come do it, do it. If it makes the people feel better in that community and it builds better trust between the city and PPD and that community, it's being asked for by Councilman Wiggins. If we had come here and Andrew, I said, yeah, we're going to do a $500,000 gun buyback, I would think that you would have legitimate questions with me.
All right,
$10,000.
Hey, and listen,
in that area.
I actually agree with you. $10,000 in terms of a pilot to try something, it doesn't bother me so much. I just think that to me. I think it's misguided, and I think the criminals are not going to be the ones who are going to be selling their guns, and certainly not for that price. That's more the issue that I have. But in order to solve that, you'd have to be offering a lot more money. Then you'd be incentivizing gun theft. I mean, I don't see a way to make it work, but I'm with you. 10,000 is a small pilot program. One of the other, and as long as it comes from your money, you know, that doesn't bother me at all, or doesn't bother me as much. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, you and I, about 2 weeks ago, you and I had a conversation. You got preempted by the president, so we weren't able to have you on. But I had wanted to give you a chance to respond. Haley Morissette, who sits on the Citizens Police Advisory Committee, openly acknowledged that she is an abolitionist, that she believes the police department ought to be abolished. And my thought is, why have somebody like that on the advisory committee if the end goal she has is to get rid of them entirely? And you and I talked about this, and I conveyed your answer, but I wanted to give you a chance to just kind of say to people what your thoughts are about that.
Well, you know, here's the deal. Everybody that's on the committee is not who I agree with. I mean, in fact, we have a committee and we're having a discussion with people that we don't agree with. I mean, that's what we're trying. I've always said in a community, having everybody agree is not a necessary or does something to advance the community. It's about having a dialogue and a discussion. The time you want to have that is with people you don't agree with. At the end of the day, I think the question is, what are the decisions we make? It's like everybody says, oh, my God, you talk to people who said defund the police. Yeah, it's my job. I'm the mayor. I talk to all these people. But look at the action. We actually increased police funding last year. I mean, just because I talk with somebody and we have discussions doesn't mean that's what we're going to do. Again, that's why I think in dialogue you should always be talking. Talking allows us to get through things and figure out solutions. But Haley's ideas are not my ideas, and I think she'd be the first to say that my ideas are not her ideas. But it doesn't scare me, and I always get perplexed by these people who are like, oh my God, they're terrified. I'm like, she has different ideas. It doesn't mean that there are the ideas that I'm consistent with, or that somehow I'm afraid to go talk to her. I think dialogue is helpful, but there are things that we have, that committee voted and talked about they want to decriminalize marijuana. And then what did I tell them? I said, that's not something that we're going to be doing. If the citizens want to change the law, Pensacola Police Department will enforce whatever the law is. And if citizens change the law, then we will change our enforcement. But we're not, there are a series of things in there. They said, we want to be able to judge police officers. And we said, that's not allowable based on court decisions in the state of Florida. The newspaper continues to write articles about that's what we need to do. And we've continued to say, that's not what we're going to do. So dialogue doesn't concern me. But just because somebody says something doesn't mean that's what we're going to do. And I think it changes things and shows, positions and discussions. We've sort of waded into this. We've had the discussion. If it turns into material things, there are things that it has made better that we've been able to do. We've done those things immediately. The group said, hey, we want you to put the page and make it easier for people if they want to complain. Fine. We'll do that.
That's something that PPD. And PPD has done that. And I love that. And so I want to say that, on the one hand, I don't love an abolitionist having any kind of appointed authority, but I love that you've reminded me of something that I believe more firmly than that, which is talking to the people you disagree, making sure you hear even the most extreme voice, just so you can consider what they're saying and any truth that might be in it. And I love it when somebody reminds me of my own principles that I had forgotten for a moment. So well done on that. And, I wish she were a more honest broker. I wish you were willing to do a ride along and all of that. But I do see the value of at least trying to get all the voices into the room together. Mr. Mayor, obviously one of the other things that's been going on with the police and the advisory committee and with you, and you and I have talked about this a lot, is the search process for the new chief of police. I had somebody ask me a question I did not know the answer to, and so I'm going to ask you. The cost of searching for the next chief of police for doing this nationwide search, where's that money budgeted from?
Those are budgeted areas already in the police department. So, I mean, we have those things for HR, and they have that money. I mean, and I say that it could be in an HR department, but that money is already budgeted. Those things are already there in that process for for other events like this. And I'm not sure whether it was HR or the police department, but there are budgets for those kind of things like that.
Okay. And last thing I was going to ask you about, anything else you're doing this week you want people to know about? I always ask you questions, but I always feel like I ought to give you the chance to say, hey, here's this cool thing that we got going on that you don't know about. Anything like that?
Well, we do have a couple things going on. Unfortunately, you know, we just can't gather like we've done before. We are having the invitation only kind of thing at Bayview that we're going to do.
We had
to postpone today because it's supposed to rain. So we're going to do it on Friday in the morning. So we are planning on doing that. We've got several things happening, town halls. We've got the stuff coming on A Street. We're already doing the sidewalks on DeVilla and Roos. And also the state, DOT, is very shortly, they're having something on Cervantes. They're going to come out and start doing the improvements on Cervantes very soon. So there is a lot of things happening. More importantly than anything else, though, I was incredibly disappointed this past weekend that I did not win the lottery so that I could buy my time on 1620 and keep from being preempted by the president. But unfortunately, that did not happen, and I did not win the lottery. I don't know if the guy who did is coming to y'all to buy time, but you know, that was like I called y'all the other day, and I couldn't resist calling y'all about that.
I know that was. I remember having that conversation. That was funny. Well, those are all good things to remember that are also happening. I think bringing Bayview to a close is a great accomplishment, and you know, we're looking forward to it being a fantastic facility. And then, as you say, the Cervantes improvements. Hopefully, fingers crossed, this works. You know, I have my questions about this. We all do, but we will see. We're going to try to do something to make pedestrian safety there a priority. Mayor Grover Robinson, go ahead. What?
I was going to say numbers are coming down and we are working on the vaccine. It's
right.
More a case of we just don't have enough serum yet. But hopefully in February we're going to get three to four other additional vaccines online, and we'll be able to push more out there. So right now it's 4,000 a week, and I'm going to talk about that some today at 11:30 on my Facebook Live.
Outstanding. Mr. Mayor Grover Robinson, thanks as always for the time. We look forward to talking to you again on Monday.
Thank you. Talk to you later.